Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea here after 5 if you're listening to us out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomecrabdiving.com. However you are sucking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. How are things in Glacamora? Name it.
Gasping for breath over here.
How are things from, in Glacamora?
That's from the Democracy How. I mean, from Brigadoon.
Brigadoon. It's a good fucking musical, man.
I almost said that was my first show ever, but I always remember it was my second show ever.
The one where the little incident with the lamb happened.
Right.
That's not
it. Not that, me and a lamb. It's not. It wasn't.
Stories of bestiality.
Yeah, it wasn't that kind of thing. It
Do was you say a, bestiality or bestiality?
You know, I don't. I don't.
I just say horse fucking.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Think about that.
I always say bestiality.
Bestiality. It's such a complex word for such a base thing to do.
Right. There you go.
Welcome to our political show, everybody.
Right.
Grab a sheep to fuck.
Intellectual. We've already talked about bestiality and all kinds of other stuff.
That's right.
And tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm playing with technical matters at the same time here. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving if you want to chat with us live while the show be going live here on this lovely Friday afternoon.
What are you playing with technically? My balls.
You know what? I saw an ad. We were having a conversation with the host of Pretty Misandry.
Okay.
Via Facebook.
Our feminist rant
virtual
podcast.
Reality and stuff. Yeah.
VR.
And I ended up because the story was that porn is already starting to take over VR.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking for a term that was mentioned. I Googled it and then I found an article, but an ad in the article was for the, I don't remember what it was called, but I'll call it the Blowjobinator 2.
Oh, yeah.
Not 1. 2.0. It's the second version.
Is it the e-sucker?
But it was, it was a thing you put on.
Oh, wow.
And it moves up and down by itself.
Wow.
And it got a lot of thumbs up and stars from a lot of
it's a robot.
Places. And it was a review on some tech site. And the guy was like, okay, Jesus I tried Christ. It out.
Oh my God.
And he's like, he said he's going to buy more.
So e-sucker. Maybe
we should sponsor those. Yeah.
He's going to buy more. How many e-suckers does a fella need? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I mean, do you really need different ones?
One for the car, one for work.
Oh, I see. One for work. Sure. Oh, that's nice. You imagine having that on your desk in a cube farm. Oh, ooh, geez.
He did say the only cons I saw instead of the pros was that it's really, really loud.
Sounds like a leaf blower.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, sounds like Bill, my neighbor's using the old e-sucker again.
The guy's article said, God. You know, if you got roommates, make sure they're gone fire up the old e-blow.
The combustible engine. You have to.
It is.
It's like a ripcord.
Steam.
Like a lawnmower.
Shh.
I need to prime my e-sucker.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
You choked the engine.
All kinds going stuff going on. Last night, another clown car show.
I
listened to the whole dang thing, watched the whole dang thing, a lot of it. And, man, just terrifying if any of them the presidency of the United States. Just so scary. And I understand that they're licking old saggy white ball sacks.
Yummy. Give me some.
To pander to their base. But goddamn, it's still frightening as fuck. If Hillary and Bernie are pandering to their flaming, mincing liberal base.
Mint thing.
They're nowhere near as terrifying as the shit they're talking about over there on the lunatic GOP stage. Well, first of all, they had the kids table, which we dropped in a little bit on. Listened to Crab Diving yesterday.
Carly Fiorino featured being an idiot.
Go to crabdiving.com. iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, leave
fuck
us a good review.
You. Yeah. What the fuck?
If you're going to buy any shit, go through our hole on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Ow.
Actually, it's at crabdiving.com, and it you go through the hole there and you end up at Amazon.
Oopsie.
And whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, we get a little taste, we get tickle. Because, Spun Gold is provided for you 10 hours a week at no cost. So it'd be cool help us out and buy some shit. We've had some people do that. We appreciate the fuck out of that.
Danke.
Lifesavers. Any shekels you could throw our way through Amazon doesn't cost you anything.
Absolutely. A friend of mine who happens to be in Vegas just texted me.
Vegas!
Well, I'm not going to reveal the name. This is an anonymous text. Nobody knows who's listening. you know anybody with mushrooms or peyote in Vegas?
He's texting you as the expert.
How do I know that?
Where to pick up hallucinogens?
To be honest, I got one guy I'll text.
Listen to you. Yeah. Here, I got a name. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We can quickly see. We'll get into the clown car a little bit more. But let's check the headlines and see what's going on in this big, wonderful world of ours.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January 15th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal.
If they.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
It's a picture from the debate. I guess we'll get right into it.
Hello.
A picture from the debate last night, and the headline at the Huff Post says, Clash of the Cretins.
That's funny.
Or Cretins, however Cretins. You prefer to say it. It leads to, it says, Trump and Cruz face off at the South Carolina GOP debate.
Ooh.
That kind of was a couple of the Willie fights that were going on was the gloves came off or, went on, however you want to say it. Trump and Ted Cruz pretended as they were shivving each other.
Oh, yes.
My good friend, Donald. They were trying to be civil.
They were toasting at each other as opposed to roasting each other.
Kind of.
Sort of.
And
what a bunch of assholes.
But the pre-debate, I don't know, it was pretty boring. We dipped in a couple times and we heard Huckabee. Prathering on about whatever the hell he was saying, and Santorum was there. I guess Santorum said something kind of heinous about
what else does he do? Really, I mean,
yeah, I read this. I don't have it open, but all I have to do is paraphrase, and you know it's how heinous it is. He said he was talking. They were talking about immigration.
Okay.
And they talked about, you know, launching these families back, even kids that were born here. You know, that's one of these things is they want to get rid of those kids too.
How do you do that?
These anchor babies. But, well, but you can't. You just can't.
That is that is incredibly cruel.
But
God
instead of
it.
Instead of calling it deportation or whatever, they were like, "What would you say to this kid?" And Santorum said, "Well, just imagine how great it is. You're going over there, and you're taking America over there. It's like we're exporting the wonderful American values by kicking your ass out." Back into danger. Back into...
imagine you're a two-year-old. Or no way, dude. I mean, wait, this could be any age child,
sure.
Right?
That's what these dreamers are, right?
What if you're an eight-year-old?
They're in fucking college.
Yeah.
And they want to launch them back.
God damn. You got all your friends. You're playing kickball with them. Whatever, trading baseball cards. And then somebody's like, listen... You're going to Mexico. What's that? Where's Mexico?
They're Snapchatting
and
playing Call of Duty these days. Okay. I don't know if there are a lot of baseball. Sitting around playing marbles.
Fuck off. Nobody plays kickball anymore, you little fucking assholes. Yeah, you know what? Go back to Mexico.
I played kick the can when I was your age.
But you know what? You're not even going back to Mexico. These people, they maybe have never been to Mexico. Fuck, man, they're kids.
They're born here.
They're dumb. They might not know what the fuck Mexico is.
Well, and a lot of them aren't Mexico. It's other countries.
Like what?
Where there's some heinous shit going on. Guatemala, Ecuador, shit. Where Colombia, where there's a gang shit going on. And a lot of these families are escaping.
That, even if you're American or whatever, do you have to say Colombia like that?
Is Colombia. That
Colombia.
I said it on purpose. Like
I that. Love it, though. I mean, I'm just wondering. That's the correct way to say it. Not like a fucking redneck. Colombia.
Colombia. Well, I don't know.
You are going, hey, Junior, you're going to Colombia.
There's two arguments. I was doing it to be funny, but there's two arguments, because otherwise I would have said Guatemala. Colombia. Uruguay. You
I
know.
Want to go to Guatemala.
But... like in
Venezuela.
Yeah, anyway.
How do you say Mexico?
Mexico. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to everybody. I've been saying it wrong. It's my white fucking privilege spilling out of my fucking pie hole. Right.
Fuck them.
That sucks. You can't just move a kid that lives here.
We invented the X. I don't know what that means.
But I mean,
guy invented the X, I'm sure.
How does this work? Okay, let's say this is a great idea. We're going to deport all these kids that are going to school in America, you know. Now you're going to Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, whatever. What do you get to take with you? Do you get to take all your shit, your PlayStation?
I think you get what you carry on the plane, probably. Nah. If that, because they probably say you've been stuffed in some goddamn gulag, some internment facility.
Oh, nice.
Where these kids are getting beaten and raped.
Great.
And passed around like joints.
But wait, I get to bring a little bit of America over there. Right. Oh, good for me.
Yeah. How heinous.
Hey, white guy. Hey, white, rich, fucking asshole politician guy. Thanks for making that point. That's a great point.
They're also gross and so so punishment based and punitive, which is the same thing. And I just don't get it. You know, when they talk about the libs going off the rails, it's like, damn it, we want everybody to have food. God damn it, we want everyone to have heat and shelter.
Why is no one pointing that out? You're making a great point that I don't even hear from MSNBC or anybody like that. Why is no one making that point?
What do you mean?
The Republicans are saying that the libs are going off the rails, right? Gay marriage. No. It's marriage equality. Don't call it gay fucking marriage.
Country's gone crazy.
Gay marriage.
We got to take over a bird sanctuary.
Right. Gay marriage is the bullshit rhetoric, propaganda shit that the Republicans are making you say. It's marriage fucking equality.
Yes.
And Planned Parenthood is not an abortion clinic. Those two things are trying to shove in your brain. My rage has overtaken my brain, and I don't remember my point. What my no. When the libs come off the rails, that we have marriage equality.
Right.
And shit like that. Right. When the Republicans go nuts, they want to launch kids to Central America or wherever the fuck.
And put brown people in jail forever.
Yeah. Oh, I apologize for going off the rails. God. Look, did you hear Obama at the State of the Union going off the fucking rails?
Did you hear that tyrant wants to cure cancer?
Oh, my God. Somebody evil, get a hold of him.
That evil fuck.
And the first thing they do is they say, well, this is why it's never going to happen. This is why he's never going to do it. Hey, fuckstick. What's wrong with trying to cure cancer? What other choice?
Right. Oops. Sorry.
What other fucking choice do we fucking have?
Right.
Man.
Here you go. Direct thy rage, Santorum word.
We talk about immigration. Let's talk about the president's immigration plan. He wants to bring in more and more people into this country. Let people who are here illegally stay in this country. Almost all of the people who are here illegally, and most of the people who came here legally over the last 20 years, they're working in wage-earning jobs. That's why wages is flatline. And we have, unfortunately, two political parties.
Our economy is shit because of all the illegal aliens, Brian.
Hey, Santorum, are you reading this one fuckstick's Facebook post that I'm supposedly friends with from high school?
How crazy is that?
Mexicans aren't... Are the Mexicans taking our money? Yes or no?
No.
Why? Why are they doing it?
They're leaving.
Quit raping my wallet.
They're leaving. We're exporting our criminals. Where did Affluenza Twant go?
He went to the
Mexico.
Fucking titty bar in Tijuana.
Right.
$100 a month they were paying for that fucking apartment. I want to go to Mexico.
What a stupid fucking asshole that he, by the way, again.
Yeah.
Talk about escape fail.
Yeah.
To try to hide out in a different country by going to a titty bar and then not having the money for it. Anyway.
What time is it? I'm just curious.
It's 2:17 p.m. here on the Pacific
Coast. Okay, wonderful. I'm already bringing the show to Hitler.
Oh.
Hitler moment, guys.
We're going Godwin.
Godwin's law. But I will say this. Didn't this sound like some Hitler shit? The frothy mix you're saying? Doesn't it?
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Doesn't it though? The idea, like the Mexicans are the reason why
our economy
we're not
shit.
Getting paid.
Not Reaganomics. Not your tickle down. Your twickle down.
Twickle down. Trickle down.
Twee-wee. Not that bullshit that
tickle
obviously
the Elmo that economics
we, that we've learned over the past 40 years of just deep dicking that we've taken.
It's
without,
the Mexicans.
Permission.
Did you say deep dicking?
And
oh man,
with this trickle down bullshit,
I'm tired of this deep dicking economics.
Yeah, and really, God, you know, now that the air is clear with some people, what the fuck were y'all thinking? Why would thinking that creating a supply would create a demand?
Because
right, that's their theory. We're gonna build. You give us all the money, and we're gonna build. We're gonna build factories and give people jobs, and therefore they're gonna spend money.
Well. Maybe pay him a little more.
That ain't what worked. Yeah. The way it works is you give the people money. They need shit and want shit. They create the demand. Then you need to build and expand your shit. Did you see? You saw the story of the evil empire contracting
little
bit. Walmart. Sadly, for those who are losing their jobs, horrific.
Yeah, that totally sucks.
For Walmart, I hope it hurts like a corkscrew spiked penis.
Wow.
And
you're talking about
fuck Walmart. Fuck them, Waltons, for destroying local economies. And I hope some of these local economies come back where the Walmarts are gone. I hope some of the people, that's where we should be investing some of our money, some of our taxes, not a goddamn F-35 that isn't going to get off the cunting ground, not a bunch of Abrams tanks that are that they don't want.
But wait, when you're talking about that plane, you're mentioning,
now I'm off the rails.
No, you're mentioning one problem with the plane. You're not talking about all the other shit on it that works.
Yeah,
it won't fly. Okay, well, how's the radio?
I don't know. I hear it's
good?
Yeah. I hear it's got Tom Tom.
It
actually.
What's Tom Tom?
It's that navigation device.
Oh, okay.
Actually, everybody has on their phone now.
They
so I don't know what Tom Tom's doing for
does the military
a business model.
Use Waze?
What?
Waze for traffic. Waze. You never heard of Waze? It's a...
Oh, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, did I say it wrong?
No, no. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Does they use Waze?
What you were saying.
Nah.
I don't know.
It's not... But anyway, here's the point. Fuck you. The Mexicans aren't robbing our money.
So here's the rest of Frothy Mixture.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, two political parties, with most of the candidates in this field, for some form of amnesty, some form of allowing people to stay here, even though they're here illegally, and for increasing levels of legal immigration. I'm someone who believes that we need to be the party that stands for the American worker. And when we say we need to send people back, I mean we send people back. And let me just make one point. I was in Storm Lake, Iowa the other day, near a Tyson's plant. 91% of the kids that go to elementary school there are
white. Oh, I mean, what am I saying? It's a fuck of a lot more than 91%. 91 is low ball. Middle of Iowa.
Oh, my God.
Elementary school there are minority kids. And they said, well, what are you going to do with all these people, their families? They've lived here for a long time. I said, I'm going to give them a gift. I'm going to give them a gift of being able to help the country they were born in. And we're going to export America.
I'm going to give them a gift by kicking them out.
Dude,
listen to what he's saying.
Is he nuts?
Right.
Have you been to Ecuador?
You'll get a lovely parting gift on the way out.
Here's a little bit of America.
Listen to, this is cartoonish, right?
It's stupid.
This is, we're going to give you the gift. We're going to give you a gift. You're going to be able to take America with you.
Maybe I'm being an asshole.
Back to your hovel.
Maybe it would be, I don't know. What do I know? Is Ecuador? How am I supposed to say?
I don't know if Ecuador is.
Ecuador?
You know,
Ecuador?
One of the worst countries.
Is it a good country? What do you do there? What's in Ecuador? They have Walmart. They have Six Flags.
I'm sure they do.
Is there a Disney World?
I don't think there's a Disney in Ecuador.
Howard Johnson's?
There's,
in all seriousness,
I don't know.
If I moved to Ecuador tomorrow, where would I get coffee? Would I go to Starbucks? They have a coffee bean.
I think coffee is something they're okay with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because that's where all the coffee of the world comes from.
Yeah.
We enslaved those people so I can have fucking coffee.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Has Santorum been to any of these countries he wants to send these kids back to? Does he even know what the fuck he's talking about?
No. And he's just, it seems like he's up there saying, look, all these, the rest of these assholes are pussies. I want to, and they're framing it wrong by saying, we're going to round you up and deport you. We should actually say, hey, we're giving you a gift.
We're giving you a lifetime vacation to a third fucking world country. Oh, where do you live now? Oh,
that you've never been to.
You live in the suburbs of, I don't know, some city in America where it's like, you're going to move to fucking, I don't know. I sound like a xenophobe. What, is Argentina nice? Is that a nice place to live? Or
Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras
are
the main places, I guess.
I've heard that.
I was incorrect in shitting upon Ecuador.
Oh, you. Okay.
It's just fun to say.
Okay. What about El Salvador? Is that, I've heard there's
El Salvador?
There's some terrorism there.
Is there?
That's where pupusas are from, by the way. It's the birthplace of the pupusi.
The birthplace of the pupusi.
You know that? Faithless Friday, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah. So, and well, Santorum's a good start. That Christo Ninny.
What a dick.
Here's the rest of his heinous. I can't fucking believe this. He's trying to explain that we're going to deport you as a gift. We're giving you a gift.
Oh, Rick, what's the best thing about being sent back to Venezuela?
That's like the some of those assholes abortion argument, right?
It's a gift
if you're knocked up by your rapist. It's a gift from the Lord.
Guatemala.
Give them a gift of being able to help the country they were born in. And we're going to export America. The education they were able to see. They learned the English language. They learned about capitalism. They learned about democracy. You want to stop the flow of immigrants? Let's send 6 million Mexicans, Hondurans, Guatemalans, El Salvadorans back into their country so they can start a renaissance in their country so they won't be coming over here.
He's talking about...
Oh, you asshole!
He's talking about sending American citizens. He's talking about kids that were born here, learned English here, were taught capitalism here, Deutschland, and all this creepy shit.
If we
and here we're gonna bless you by kicking your assholes out of this country. Yeah. Go back to your heinous countries that you've never been to. You have no affiliation to. You're some kid in high school in fucking Chino Hills.
Yo, I mean,
you don't know what's going on.
If we want to start sending Americans out of America, then I know who we could start with. How about those twunts in Oregon?
Right.
Taking over that bird sanctuary. They don't want to be here. Go to Guatemala, you fucksticks.
I guess they would have kicked my mom out.
Why?
Well, my grandmother was a legal immigrant, though. But
she's white, though. Your mom was white.
True, everybody's correct? White.
Relax.
We're
not talking about white people, Pat. Get the fuck out of here.
And my dad had one immigrant.
Yeah.
Parent.
Well, if we start kicking the whites out of this country, who the fuck are we going to give our Oscars to?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Here's the. I don't know if there's any more.
Anymore.
See, that wasn't an ovation. I think even the morons of the Fox business, all those white heads I'm looking at in the audience of this debate,
Jackie.
I think they. I think even they were like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, a gift?
Like,
I don't even know if we can spin that
shit,
one.
Man.
Gift.
No. God.
Fuck Santorum. And
yeah, he's a dick.
Today in the Washington Post, there's a Jennifer Rubin wrote a piece titled, Mr. Santorum, Deportation is No Gift.
Oh, that's funny.
So we'll put a link to that probably over at the blog post, crabdiving.com.
Wow. I might have found some Smurf houses for my friend.
We don't know. We actually,
Smurf houses.
We're just kidding.
I'm joking.
Everyone, we're not committing a felony by assisting someone in getting drugs.
Yeah, right. I said Smurf house.
Here is that was the headline over at the. We'll get more about the debate. That was the headline over at the HuffPo was about the clown car.
Bye.
Debate. Let's see if that is what they're talking about over with the dummies, the drudgies.
Fuck you.
Not the headline. The headline over there is what we talked about, Ryan. Retail collapse.
Oh,
Walmart to shut hundreds of stores. Stocks dive deeper. It's a bad day for stocks. It's a bad day for one percenters.
Right. What are they going to do with all those shopping carts?
Right.
When a store closes, I don't know.
What do you do with the whole fucking thing? The world's largest retailer is closing 269 stores.
69.
Including 154 in the United States of America.
Well, that sucks. I mean, all these people that were making that shitty wage at Walmart, where are they going to go? Where are they going to work?
Including all of the Walmart Expresses. I guess that was a fail. Small format concept store called Walmart Express. I don't know. I never saw one of those.
How did they fail? Everyone has to buy their shit from Walmart. How?
But I guess the Walmart Express was a smaller version. Maybe it didn't take over the entire fucking town or something.
Were they trying?
Maybe they were trying to put 7-Eleven out of business or.
Yeah, I would say, you know, dude, there's a Walmart in downtown L.A. It's just
gross.
Yeah, it's like food and shit. Maybe that's one of those.
It's a fraction of the company. Company's 11,000 worldwide stores will affect less than 1% of its global revenue, but the store closures will affect 16,000 workers, 10,000 of them in the United States.
Yay.
Good God, they've got a global workforce of 2.2 million. Ugh, underpaid.
God, I mean, what the fuck kind of shenanigans went on so that these stores closed?
Or actually in other countries.
That these people lost their fucking jobs.
In other countries, people make living wages. Because in other countries, other civilized countries have higher minimum wage than the capitalist twunts of America.
What is wrong with us?
It says, they're looking to become more nimble in the face of increased competition. From all fronts, including from online rival Amazon.com. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Visit our portal or something like that.
So there you go.
Wow.
Oh, all those poor big companies are not making money.
That is a good point, though. What do you do with that big fucking building when they go? You went into Walmart in Florida when we were there.
It's massive. What the fuck would you do with that?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's so big. Yeah, maybe turn it into a homeless shelter or something, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe just
indoor gun range.
Maybe just abandon it. They probably just abandon it. You know, turns into a roller rink.
Or they chop it up into a couple of different stores.
Right, a couple.
Or some other big box comes in.
Box. I would like to loft it out, make it hardwood floors and brick walls, but a giant loft the size of a football field.
Christ, what the fuck are you doing in there?
Your apartment has its own atmosphere. Seriously, that building is, explain to me.
Is that, you're going to ride out the zombie apocalypse in your own private Walmart?
No.
What about those tunnels, those Jade Helm 15 tunnels?
No, believe me, that's where I'm going to ride out the apocalypse. A tunnel in Texas with a gun in my mouth.
So there you go. That's what they're worried about. Over at the Drudge Report is, you know, Obama's economy. Look what he's doing. All of these great jobs. All of these. What will the greeters do? What will the greeters do? I mean, that greeter was put out of work, right, by that Walmart.
I mean, it seems incredibly cruel to me. They move in. All these businesses fail. And then everybody has to go get a job at Walmart. And now they had to shut the fucking thing down.
Right.
Working, so now what?
For a 17-year-old assistant manager.
Yeah.
And you're making minimum wage and they only give you 29 hours because once they give you 30, then they have to start giving you benefits and shit.
But
and,
you know what sucks? It's like when some businesses expand, it's like, you know, this branch has to work. We're going to be in all this debt and it'll sink the whole thing. But like Walmart, when they throw up a store somewhere, it's a gamble, right? It's a calculated risk. I mean, they could probably handle a loss of a store. Or a loss, right, of 150 stores.
And I'm sure they do that. They call the, that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of the lower performing stores along with, I guess, some of their, that whole line of Walmart Expresses or whatever.
Now, these, the Walmart's closed, right? And according to my friend on Facebook, it's Obama's fault.
I see.
Why is that? Why is it his fault?
Because, I don't know. Everything's Obama's fault.
Is it because he's black?
Yeah. He said it's Obama's fault?
Yeah, he did. He's like, how can we say the economy's doing well? Look at all these Walmarts that just closed. Okay. But don't you think Walmart's a big, gigantic Frankenstein, evil fucking thing? And
well, right. I mean, we need to find a way to get those people jobs, but I think any losses Walmart could suffer are only a benefit to society.
But we did have those people jobs. Like you said before, there were all these small mom and pop businesses that used to replace the Walmart.
That people survived on and even had employees.
Right.
That they paid. You would have a local pharmacy. You have a local dress shop, a toy shop, tools.
Yeah.
Everything. Men's wear, women's wear, women's formal wear, shoes.
I mean, literally.
Every little shop you can think of.
Yeah. When you go through that Walmart, it is like you get one of those big-ass fucking carts, and you just throw shit.
The ride-in? You mean the scooter?
No. Listen, if you need a scooter, you got to call ahead.
There's a fleet of them at that fucking Walmart.
Well, there's not enough.
That was amazing. I remember seeing a number of people using them. And, you know, cool. I feel bad for their disability.
Well, yeah.
A couple of them, their disability looked like it could be alleviated.
But how do you alleviate being big boned?
Right.
I got a big bone.
And I've never seen so many of those fuckers, those carts.
You lived in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but they were, you know, that was a long time ago.
They didn't let them out of the house.
That was pre-Walmart. That was pre-cart era. It was. I mean, they didn't have those carts to, you know, push people around in or to see you scoot around in back in the day. That's relatively new.
Hmm.
That encourages.
Interesting.
There was two of them talking to each other at Walmart in the dog section.
Oh yeah. They pull up next to each other.
Well, right. They pulled up alongside. It was like, you know, like you see in the movies when the detective goes to meet his snitch out in the middle of nowhere and the two cars pull up against you.
It's interesting to watch those scooter people, if they're really good on it, kind of work. They work around the angles or the curves just perfectly. They're fucking good.
The
3-point turn.
The New York Daily News today, the cover of the New York Daily News is a cartoon of the Statue of Liberty giving the finger. It says, "Drop dead, Ted."
Oh, shit.
Hey, Cruz, you don't like New York values? Go back to Canada.
Yeah. Well, he's having a bad week.
Not a great week.
Is this his meltdown? Is this the end of Ted?
I don't know. I guess we need to see the polls. I haven't seen anything yet. They're probably just starting to come out. But of how things went last night, you know, some of the pundits over on the right, I had to get out. I couldn't stand it. It was
couldn't take it anymore.
Who's that old fossil? Neil Cavuto.
Oh, what an asshole.
And Neil Cavuto. Dobbs. I'm sorry. Lou Dobbs. Neil Cavuto was one of the moderators. Lou Dobbs, the ancient.
Oh, yeah.
Trolling Skeksis over there. And I could only listen to about 30, 40 seconds of that after the debate, and I had to get out and go over to liberal.
Yeah.
To the liberal side, because they really were. I've never seen someone go from dick to dick as quickly than Lou Dobbs. God, they were just lavishing all of the morons that were up there. What a great debate this was. And
oh yeah,
oh,
they're talking about the Republican debate.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of great Republican debates this year. They've all been great, not for great reasons, because they're all great assholes,
right?
They're significantly assholish, and that's why it's entertaining.
Absolutely terrifying.
Well, I didn't even see last night. Did we learn anything new? Did we get to hear what the Republicans want to do for jobs, infrastructure for the country?
No. I mean, no. A couple of questions. They tried to get specific about taxes and tax plans, and a few percentages were thrown out there. But then it would immediately go right to... somebody fighting somebody. Somebody, you know, it was obvious that Rubio has a hard-on for Cruz.
Gross.
And because anytime Cruz would say something, Rubio would have to jump in, and vice versa. So those two are kind of bitch-fighting a little bit. I thought... I thought someone who did... you know,
Lindsay
didn't leave a big puddle of diarrhea in the bed.
Lindsay's out. Oh, God damn it.
Was Jebediah.
What?
James Earl Jones Bush. I thought he wasn't awful.
He did not shit the bed.
Right.
That is your opinion.
I think Jeb Bush did not shit the bed last night.
Good for you, Jeb.
I thought Trump did okay. Uh-huh. Really good. Coming back at Cruz with the whole, although Cruz shredded him with the whole birther thing, kind of. But, and then when, I think it was Maria Bartiromo, when she brought up to Cruz the bit about the other scandal that he's got going on with that campaign finance shit, where he took that $1 million plus loan from Goldman Sachs, where his wife worked, Goldman Sachs. And
my Goldman Sachs.
That he didn't disclose that or anything.
Oh, okay.
And I'm seeing murmurs that could be something too. They're Jeez. Looking into that. There could be something behind that.
I'm worried about Ted now, man.
But when she asked him about that, he said, "Oh, thank you for bringing up that hit piece from the front page of the New York Times." Like,
good God, dude. It's like, if anybody says anything negative about these sensitive little assholes, it's a hit piece.
Yeah.
Or facts. If they just say something that's factual, it's a hit piece. No, it's just real. It's not a hit piece, you stupid.
Just whiny little bitches.
Assholes.
I don't know. Here's a few clips from the Republican debate.
Oh, shit.
Jobs and growth, two of the biggest issues facing the country right now. The president says that anyone who claims America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction. Senator Cruz, what do you see that he doesn't?
The president tried to paint a rosy picture of jobs. The millionaires and billionaires are doing great under Obama, but we have the lowest percentage of Americans working today of any year since 1977. Median wages have stagnated, and the Obama-Clinton economy has left behind.
You notice it's the Obama-Clinton economy.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, who is the Secretary of State running around the world trying to keep the world from blowing up. I don't think Secretary of State, correct me if I'm wrong, has that much to do with the economy. But
God, I wish if I was president or in charge right now, I would find a way to just say, okay, America, let's just be honest. I would have a fireside chat like FDR, right? He had those.
Yeah. And well, Obama has, everybody has them now.
I'm having a better one. I'm going to say, listen, these Republicans are fucking idiots. I'm going to make it so they're not even in the picture anymore. They're not allowed to run. They're stupid. Here's who we're picking from our leaders. It's going to be Bernie, Hillary, and what's that other guy?
Martin O'Malley.
Those three that you can choose from them, because letting the dumb people choose from these other assholes, that's irresponsible. These people are stupid.
Right.
We can't have them run the country. That's nuts.
Here is
fucking morons,
here's
man.
A little bit more. Let's see. These aren't my highlights. These are somebody else that pulled the
somebody else's highlights. Fuck you.
This is
oh, I like this highlight.
Ted Cruz opened.
This is somebody.
Sound like Devo.
To the families.
America's back, and that the idea that our enemies are getting stronger or that this country is getting weaker. Well,
that's Neil Cavuto.
By the way, I just want to shout out to all the great white people we're hearing from today on Crab Diving.
That's right.
It's just rhetoric and hot air.
Well, first of all, the idea that somehow we're better off today than the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated president of the United States is totally an alternative universe.
Not true.
And also, I might say it would be an alternate universe, not an alternative universe, dumbass.
Well, there's a lot of gay.
Ah!
A lot of homo stuff going on.
It's not. God, fuck it. It's alternate universe. It's not an alternative universe, you stupid asshole. Who the fuck is helping this guy?
And that's a lie. I mean,
oh, wait.
Even if you want to take the jobs report and say, OK, even though the unemployment regular number is good, the participation level is down, which is what Ted Lee Cruz was talking about.
Perfect.
But you can't say that everything is bad.
Right.
Which is what he's like, it's an alternative universe.
It's an alternative universe. But if it were an alternate universe, I don't know what this guy knows of science fiction or whatever. Wouldn't there be something different about the universe?
You know.
With grandiose language, the president talks about red lines and nothing to follow it up, talks about ISIS being the JV team. They form a caliphate the size of Indiana with 35 to 40,000 battle-tested terrorists. Our friends no longer think we have their back, and our enemies no longer fear us, and we're in a much different position than we should be. Hillary Clinton would be a national security disaster if she gets elected.
These are all,
edited
clips.
God, I wish you could hear me right now. Hillary Clinton would be a national what? A national security disaster?
Right. Yes.
Is it fair to bring up his fucking brother who shares the same last fucking name?
He kept us safe, Ryan.
Okay, if you take out, what was that one day in September? 9/11.
After that, he kept us safe.
Literally, George Bush was a national security motherfucking disaster.
Right.
The biggest disaster.
I concur.
Do you think Hillary's going to be worse? A worse disaster?
Well, I would hope not.
God, fuck this guy.
She's under investigation with the FBI right now. If she gets elected, her first 100 days, instead of setting...
Oh, by the way, not a criminal investigation.
It's still an investigation.
Add.
It's still an investigation.
Right.
Ninny.
An agenda. She might be going back and forth between the White House and the courthouse. We need to stop that.
Yeah. One of his writers is like, yes, he used it.
From the White House to the courthouse. Hillary Clinton sucks.
He's not a great orator.
No.
Orator.
Oral. He's not good at oral.
He's not. Even George Bush was more entertaining.
Oh, shit.
He said nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Or what he said was so
was
fucking stupid, but at least he got his syllables out. It seems like Jebediah is always stumbling over his words and stuff. Right? Or is it me?
No. Oh, God, no. It's not you. This guy is what we like to refer to in the podcasting business. He's a total fucking fuckstick. You know what I mean?
go, first of all, one step further in this description of Hillary Clinton.
This is Marco Rubio.
One step further in your description of Hillary Clinton.
Who,
what the fuck is he talking
about? Again, to show the disconnect, the conservatives were like, oh, Rubio did a great job. He's one of the winners. God, for me,
he sucked.
Yeah, he just slimed himself more. He made himself
extra slime.
He put more warts everywhere.
He's a gooey little bastard.
And made himself less attractive as a candidate.
Was he wearing lifts?
Oh, surely. I'm sure
I would
lifts.
Be. I me? Would be. I've considered it.
They can't stand on a box.
Oh, yeah?
They
Why?
Because they think that's not fair. If he gets a box, I want a box.
That makes sense. They don't.
But then you're gonna have like Jeb Bush is 6'3". You're gonna have somebody who's
why would he,
7 fucking feet tall?
Like everybody. They don't want to give anybody a box. They don't want to give people a fucking raise in the minimum wage either. Nobody gets shit. Welcome to Republicanville, USA.
They had to build a special low podium for Lindsey Graham.
Dude, they're just gonna shove coal, lumps of coal in your ass.
Who, by the way, go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Stories there. Breaking news today and breaking open this GOP race by throwing his 0% of likely voters over in favor of George Bush.
Talfin.
Lindsey Graham.
Hey, don't make fun
Lindsey
of Lindsey
Graham.
That's
endorsed
how's that?
George,
how Jeb, nice.
Jeb Bush. I said George.
Yeah.
He endorsed Jeb Bush.
That's a nice thing he's doing.
That's very nice of him.
You know what I mean? And you're just shitting all over it.
Jeb Bush was like, who?
Lindsey Graham's like, I bet Lindsey's like, God damn it. I'm going to go and endorse somebody. And those fuck sticks over at crab diving are going to make fun of me for not having any.
They're going to make fun of my voice.
I think he would be great on the show.
Just because I want to get behind Jeb Bush.
Literally. Hey, do you think if we got Lindsey Graham to sit in one episode?
I think he'd be fun as fuck.
Would you be open to that?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I think he'd be fun.
A counterpoint kind of thing.
I don't know if it'd be that much counterpoint. I think he's at the point now where he's ready to shit on everybody.
You're like, hey, Pat, hand me that bubbler.
In her first 100 days, instead of setting an agenda, Jeb, she might be going back and forth between the White House and the courthouse. Oh. We need to stop that.
I would go, first of all, one step further in this description of Hillary Clinton. She wouldn't just be a disaster. Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States.
Ha! Who the fuck are you?
Is this big-eared dickhead from Florida that people elected to be a senator? Is that correct?
That's what was, you know, again, this weird, just fake bluster, this ripping off their shirt and flexing their nipples and saying, I think the clip is in here.
You say flexing their nipples?
Yeah. This fucker, Chris Christie, I think at some point, is where he says, we're going to kick his ass out or something about the drag his ass out about the president. And
I hope all these nipples before they're flexed are properly stretched out. Is it nipple a muscle? I'm not kidding. Is it the nipple muscle?
I don't. I mean, there's tiny muscles in there, right?
To make it move. It doesn't have to move. It just sits there.
It's got a perk.
It's a shoot.
Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be commander in chief. And someone who lies to the families or those four victims in Benghazi
ding, ding, ding.
Fucking God.
Drink. Everyone drink.
Congratulations, fuckstick.
Benghazi.
Good Christ.
President of the United States. On the issue of Barack Obama, he doesn't understand the threat in ISIS. He consistently underestimates it, but I do not. When I'm president of the United States, we are...
Oh, by the way, I noticed his line is, when I'm president.
Please.
He always said that. I'm president.
I vomited all over my fucking pop screen.
We're going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful intelligence agency in the world is going to tell us where they are. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
Listen to all those white people thrilled about the prospect of being held without charge and torture. He said they're going to tell us everything they know.
Listen to these idiots in the crowd. Is he throwing? Is it true?
We're going to torture people. Woohoo! Hold on. Get me a towel.
Oh, yes. Please. Jack-offs all around, everybody. Does Rubio throw out red raw meat when he's speaking as well?
Yeah.
God, everybody's so fucking dumb. But we almost, and I don't like it. We almost deserve these people. Listen to us.
The president says he does not want to treat ISIS as a foreign army. How do you attack a network that does not respect national borders?
No. The fuck is he talking? It's just like, what the fuck is
coming up? Is this is Ben Carson?
No. I don't know that you can play that today. I don't know, man. Did he not talk at all? Well, where was he? Ben, where are you?
I think Ben had a really sad showing yesterday.
Oh, not again.
Really pretty sad showing.
It's going.
Well, I'm very happy to get a question this early on. I was going to ask you to wake me up when the time came. the fact of the matter is, he doesn't realize that we now live in the 21st century and that war is very different than it used to be.
We live in the 21st century, which is only...
Thank you.
Which is only 60 centuries after the Lord created the earth. And only 40 centuries after Noah's flood.
By the way...
And only 25 centuries after Joseph built those pyramids to store grain.
And I don't mean to sound like Ben Carson here, but honestly, if I was running for office, first thing in office that we're changing is to the 20th century. Because it makes more motherfucking sense.
We've had
sense.
That argument before.
I don't care. We're gonna
before. And we have enemies who are obtaining nuclear weapons that they can explode in our exo-atmosphere. I mean, just think
Time out! Okay.
Keep your bomb out of my exo-atmosphere,
what does that mean?
Motherfucker.
What does that mean?
This is the EMP thing again. Oh, he's worried they're going to fly up.
Somebody turn off his fucking
blow
basic
up an
cable.
EMP and it's going to send the whole country dark.
Hey, Ben, quit watching.
Which is what everybody's there.
This motherfucker is watching the Discovery Channel at like 11:45 at night. This is kind of bullshit you see on basic cable.
Our exo atmosphere.
Not our exo atmosphere. That's the worst thing ever. An EMP.
This is somebody who doesn't believe in evolution. And who doesn't believe in global warming?
Has he said dick about this cancer plan Obama has? Because this is a doc. This is one thing Ben Carson could fucking speak to.
In the 21st century, and that war is very different than it used to be before. And we have enemies who are obtaining nuclear weapons that they can explode in our exo-atmosphere. I mean, just think about a scenario like that.
We did.
They explode the bomb. We have an electromagnetic pulse. They hit us with a cyber attack simultaneously and dirty bombs. Here's the real key. We have the world's best military. And the fact of the matter is, if we give them a mission and we don't tie their hands behind their back, they can get it accomplished.
This is edited, by the way.
What in the fuck reality are these people living in? Do you think... Barack Obama, I guess, is incredibly stupid, according to all these people. This fucking idiot who was elected.
Go on Facebook,
president.
Too. He's the stupidest president we've ever had.
Oh, he's dumb as fuck. But why is he sending our military over to do these missions and their hands are bound behind their back? Were they bobbing for fucking apples?
Well, no, they have ball gags, too.
Ooh.
So it's hard to bob.
Yes.
Seeking legitimate asylum.
It's not fear and terror. It's reality. You just have to look today at Indonesia, bombings all over. When he introduced the doctor, very nice, everything perfect, but that's not representative of what you have in that line of migration. When I look at the migration, I looked at the line, I said it actually show recently, where are the women? They look like very few women.
It's all 18 to 21 year old men.
Is he treating America like a fucking nightclub and it's ladies' night?
Yeah.
What does he mean? Where are the women? Where are the women?
He means the migrants that apparently he's not looking at the same migrants that we all can see coming over on these boats and shit.
Yes. Where are the motherfucking ladies at? Where are the ladies?
Where the bitch is
Oh, these people are fucking... Lou Dobbs said this was good. Bullshit.
Oh God, yeah, and
bullshit. He's lying.
A lot of people were saying that, you know, it's one of Trump's better performances, that he held his own.
Oh,
again,
great.
Again, it seems to be, if you don't shit the bed, you've won on the GOP side.
You know, man, I'm beginning to understand the little motherfucking narrative we're having. It's like the new narrative on Trump is going to be, he's sounding more presidential. And the bar is going to be so low because he sounds like a fucking lunatic. Now he's going to start sounding more, quote unquote, whatever that means, presidential. And that's right. How he's going to slip into this fucking nomination. Gross.
Let's backtrack to the kids table.
That any of these Republicans can say dick about foreign policy or fucking anything, they're out of their mind. They're the fucking party that shuts down the goddamn government. They're the party that lied us into a motherfucking war.
Right. And want to take away rights.
Raise the minimum wage, you cunts. Honestly, that's what people need. Man.
Right.
Fuck you. Not you. You know, everybody else.
Carly Fiorina yesterday in the at the kids table had one. She's awful. She's really just awful to listen to, and you know, lies.
Listen, this is somebody that was in charge of the personal printer business, and I have had. I'm like the Hollywood Hick, by the way. Listen to the Hollywood Hick every sure. day on the sevens and at midnight. He and I have probably both gone into total blackout rage, total fucking blind rage,
right,
over a printer not working correctly. And this person is of that evil ass industry. So number one, fuck her for that.
I'm not a political insider. I haven't spent my lifetime running for office. The truth is, I've had and been blessed by a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things in my life. And unlike another woman in this race, I actually love spending time with my husband.
Oh,
damn.
Classy as fuck, huh?
Damn. Is this the Comedy Central roast of Hillary Clinton?
Unlike another person.
Hey, Carly, how about instead of like dissing somebody, you talk about what you want to do if you're president, you wacko.
She did a right after the debate, she went on Hardball.
Oh shit.
With Chris Matthews, and Chris did not let her get away.
Do you believe the Clintons have a real marriage?
They've been married for a very long time. They've been married for a very long time.
So it's a real marriage.
They've been married for a very long time.
It's a real marriage then. You'll say that.
They've been married for a long time.
Why are you hiding from an answer?
I'm not. I'm answering
because you
your
brought
question.
Up this very unpleasant subject.
Of,
just to,
wow,
to
Chris,
the audience,
there are so many other things we could talk about, like
well,
the fact.
I'm quoting
that
back
Mrs.
to you
Clinton
when you brought up
go,
in the debate.
Mrs. Clinton wants to go to the White House. She's qualified for the big house. She should be prosecuted. She has not been prosecuted for things that took a great warrior out of office, David Petraeus. So let's talk about that, Chris. Let's talk about how amazing it is that this woman who cannot be trusted, who should have been prosecuted by now, has just raked in more money than any single candidate.
Do you believe the Clintons
Yeah, he wouldn't let her get away with it.
You know,
and look at the jujitsu. Let's not right. talk about the heinous thing I said.
Yeah. And Chris Matthews did a great job there, but I do have a tremendous problem. Hey, who the fuck is directing shit at MSNBC?
Why?
Well, why can I see Chris Matthews' big fat face when she's saying all that bullshit? Don't you want to see his reaction?
Oh, he's probably...
It's probably hilarious.
He's probably doing lines of coke or something.
No, he's probably making all these faces when she's saying all this bullshit. It's probably hilarious, but yet I don't get to see that because MSNBC didn't fucking... Guys, get it to fucking gather over there. Right? Don't you want some Chris Matthews reaction shots?
Oh, well,
we got
yeah.
nothing!
Got nothing. We were, sadly, deprived.
That sucks.
That was what she had to say. What Carly Fiorina, the one interesting point that
yes.
she made all night. Let's see. I've got, I'm sure I'll come up with other stuff, but it was so much of the same. Here's a little bit of an exchange between Trump and Tedley Cruz.
God. It's like, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out, what do you do if you're a Republican? Who the fuck do you vote for? You don't have any choices. They're all assholes.
You're right. I don't. Terrifying. And now that they're trying to look pretty for Iowa.
Why? Look pretty for Iowa.
Here's a little.
Just this weekend, you said Senator Cruz is not qualified to be president because he doesn't have the right temperament and acted like a maniac when he arrived in the Senate. But last month, you said you were open to naming Senator Cruz.
This is a previous one. This isn't even last night. This is the previous fucking. I feel like I've been screwed here.
You get shenanigans.
I picked the wrong clip. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. That's from the CNN debate. This one
was moderated by a Fox person, right?
Fox Business.
Oh, okay.
It was Neil Cavuto.
Yeah, what a dick.
And Maria Bartiromo.
Bartiromo. Whoever that is. A newscaster?
Yeah, she's one of the one of the newsies. Here is, let's see if I've got the right one.
Here's another fucking prick. It's what it is. This is the prick hour. Which prick is this?
Let's see this. Here we go.
The sixth Republican debate and first.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. White guys. More white guys.
Across the country. And an
oh my God. This debate register. I don't want to hear your commentary.
And there was no issue there. There was nothing to this further issue. Now, since September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have. And I recognize that Donald is dismayed that his poll numbers are falling in Iowa. But the facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen. If a soldier has a child abroad, that child is a natural-born citizen. That's why John McCain, even though he was born in Panama, was eligible to run for president.
That child, some people are saying, is a naturalized citizen, not a natural-born citizen, there is no real definition. And John McCain was born on a U.S. base.
Okay.
When Panama was still a U.S. territory, when the Canal Zone was still a U.S. territory, Ted crawled out of that vag in Canada.
Right.
Not a U.S. territory.
Jeez.
So it's different. Ted.
Wait. Why are you injecting facts into this?
Oh, I apologize. It's Republicans.
This
is
the world where facts don't fucking matter.
Boring. So
everyone can go fuck themselves.
Homo.
The American missionary has a child abroad. That child is a natural born citizen. That's why George Romney, Mitt's dad, was eligible to run for president, even though he was born in Mexico. At the end of the day, the legal issue is quite straightforward. But I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two parents born on U.S. soil. Under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified, and interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified.
Cruz.
Great. That sounds wonderful to me. So all those people wouldn't be able to run for president? Wonderful.
I don't know who is saying that both parents have to be born on U.S. soil also. I'm not sure that I've seen that argument, to be honest with you, but,
And also, Bobby Jindal has been disqualified because he's a total fucking cunt narcissist asshole. I'm sorry, I just read that.
I think that was the term they used.
Senator Cruz, now you are, of course, a strict constitutionalist, no one would doubt that. And as you know, the U.S. Constitution says only natural-born citizens.
Oh, this is the beginning of that question. So,
The fuck kind of way to ask a question? Is he a journalist? Is this Neil Cavuto?
That's Neil Cavuto.
No one would question the fact awful. That you know everything about the fucking Constitution. Well, I might.
Parents born on U.S. soil under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified.
Which we would all be okay with.
Bobby Jindal would be disqualified. And everybody would be disqualified.
Bobby Jindal has already disqualified Bobby Jindal because everybody hates him.
Yeah, he's a dick.
And interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified. Mother was born in Scotland. She was naturalized. Now, Donald,
but I was born here.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald,
big difference.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald, I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you.
Okay, good. Because it wouldn't work.
You're an American, as is everybody else on this.
Because it wouldn't work.
Don't make me here. Like him. Don't make me like him. That was
come on, you know that there's a certain point where we like Trump.
Oh, that
we don't want him to be president.
He
but
said,
"Thank God he's in this process."
He said he puts his finger up when.
Oh, he goes big difference. Finger up in the air, big difference.
Oh God, his face too is just so expressive. He's like a big stupid pumpkin head.
It wouldn't work.
You're an American, as is everybody else on this stage, and I would suggest we focus on who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief, because that's the most important question facing the country.
Mr. Trump, did he address that? Did you raise this because of his rising holdup?
Well, let me just tell you something, and you know because you just saw the numbers yourself. NBC Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll. Headline, Trump way up, Cruz going down. I mean, so don't, so you can't, they don't like the Wall Street Journal, they don't like NBC, but I like the poll. And frankly,
he doesn't care, he's getting booed, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Just came out, and in Iowa now, as you know, Ted, in the last three polls, I'm beating you. So, you know, you shouldn't misrepresent how well you're doing. With the polls. You don't have to say that. In fact, I was all for you until you started doing that because that's a misrepresentation. Number one. Number two, this isn't me saying it. I don't care. I think I'm going to win fair and square. I don't have to win this way. Thank you. Lawrence Tribe and numerous from Harvard, of Harvard, said that there is a serious question as to whether or not Ted can do this, okay? There are other attorneys that feel, and very, very fine constitutional attorneys, that feel that because he was not born on the land, he cannot run for office. Here's the problem. We're running. He does great. I win. I choose him as my vice presidential candidate.
What? Jeez. What? He's saying he wins. He's going to choose Ted as his vice presidential candidate, which he was asked about afterwards, by the way. He's like, I was using it as an example. I was joking.
Right, right. Hilarious. It's great.
I win. I choose him as my vice presidential candidate and the Democrats too, because we can't take him along for the.
Right. That's a good point. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
What happens?
I don't know why it's locked up here.
Oh, locked up.
For some, see, they don't like that. They don't like that. No, they don't like that he beats the rest of the field because they want me. But if for some reason, Neil, he beats the rest of the field, I already know the Democrats are going to be bringing a suit. You have a big lawsuit over your head while you're running. And if you become the nominee, who the hell knows if you can even serve in office? So you.
Representative Grayson, by the way,
Jesus Christ,
Florida.
I'm stymied.
Big liberal has already said, Alan Grayson has already said he will be filing suit if Ted Cruz gets the nomination.
Right.
And he wants to have proof that this guy's eligible a natural born citizen.
You should go out, get a declaratory judgment, let the courts decide, and you shouldn't have mentioned the polls because I would have been much different.
Why now? Why are you raising this issue now?
Because now he's doing a little bit better. No, I didn't care before. It's true. No,
he's honest. Now he's doing better. I didn't care before.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's
right.
Kind of,
I mean, it's true.
Again, you like him for that.
Nobody's
he's honest
questioning
about that.
Where the fuck Lindsey Graham was born.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit.
Why now? Well, he's doing better.
Yeah.
Because I would have been much
different. Why now? Why are you raising this issue now?
Because now he's doing a little bit better. No, I didn't care before. It's true. No, it's true. Hey, look, he never had a chance. Now he's doing better. He's got probably a 4 or 5% chance.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
The fact is, there's a big overhang. There's a big question mark on your head. And you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty. Even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%, because he wasn't born. I mean, you have great constitutional lawyers that say you can't run. If there was a, and you know, I'm not bringing a suit, I promise. But the Democrats are going to bring a lawsuit. And you can't, you have to have certainty. You can't have a question.
Part of the most uncomfortable part of this whole rant here, is that Ted Cruz is like trying to smile through all of this. And Ted Cruz smiling.
Yeah.
Is kind of like watching an AIDS baby.
Oh yeah.
It's Jeez. Just unpleasant. Oh. It's there's nothing, you know, I don't know.
I agree. I mean, he's a fucking dick. I mean, I just have so many like, you know, Donald Trump was saying like, what are you, you know, it's irresponsible to do that to the party. Look what he's doing. I mean, that guy is like running around squirting gasoline, lighting shit on fucking fire. God, I have a serious question for you.
Yes.
And it is Faithless Friday, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to get off the stupid.
No, I'm not trying. Believe me, I am not trying on any mean. I'm not trying to change the subject.
This was just the highlight of the debate.
But that's amazing. And I have a serious question for you. Is Donald Trump the Antichrist?
No. Ted Cruz.
God, I mean,
I think would be
he's
far
so
more
evil and charismatic. I mean, Donald Trump is a fucking asshole, xenophobe, homophobe, dickhead.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
Listen, even if he doesn't.
Do you think he is, or do you think
even
this
if
is
he isn't,
all for show?
Even if it's for show.
Terrifying.
He's behaving as a big homophobic asshole lunatic.
What if that's what he has to
and
do?
And he's acting as that.
And he says, he gets the nomination and he says, look, I just said that to get all the crazies to vote for
Doesn't
me
matter.
So that I would be here. Now we need somebody who's going to really win.
Consequences.
Here's what I'm going to do. I think we should have single payer. I think we should get money out of politics. This is shit he's said before.
But consequences. Think about the consequences of what he is saying. And by the way, yeah, he might be for single payer and some shit that could help us. But I mean, what about other shit, you know, that maybe we might want that he's not into?
Right.
Like some human rights shit and some, you know, some social agendas and fucking, you know, raising the minimum wage. He said he thought people, they were getting paid too much.
Right.
So like, what about that?
Wages are too high.
And what about people that make fun of him on internet radio shows? What about the camps that he's going to put them all into? I guess that will create jobs. I mean, God damn it.
I want to skip to this part here. This is the New York values.
Oh,
discussion.
God.
I fight.
Senator.
Hey, pause it. I'm so sorry. Can you pause it? Is Chris Christie on the kids' table or the adult?
No, he's here.
Oh, okay.
He's here at the adult table.
And switch gears. Senator Cruz, you suggested Mr. Trump, quote, embodies New York values. Could you explain what you mean by that?
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
Well, you're from New York, so you might not. But I promise.
That is not the way to handle this.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he's really throwing down to just beg those evangelicals to cocky his face.
You know what?
I'm
wrong. You're right. That's what he's doing, and it's a good idea.
Don't you think I guess he's thinking there's no way I'm going to win New York anyway. There's
really?
No way I'm going to win cities where people are civilized and have thought and education.
He's begging evangelicals to bukkake his face. Please, a little, just a little more.
But
they hate him in New York anyway, dude. They hate the fuck out of him anyway. So
what is he
going to
lose? What's he going to lose?
They hate him. Yeah.
to you in the state of South Carolina. They do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media.
Pro-abortion. I always love that term.
What in the fuck is he talking about? Is he saying that people in New York... What is all these assholes think? You get all, like, oh, I just got off the train at Grand Central Station. When's the next butt fucking?
Right.
When is it? Give me the butt fucking schedule.
I want Kevlar tidy whities.
Guys.
So they can't penetrate me without my consent.
Hey, dickheads from South Dakota or wherever the fuck you're from, Iowa. They don't want to penetrate you. Nobody wants to penetrate you, okay?
And I would note, indeed, the reason I said that is I was asked, my friend Donald has taken to at his events playing Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. And I was asked what I thought of that. And I said, well, if he wanted to play a song, maybe he could play New York, New York. And you know, the concept of New York values is not that complicated to figure out. Not too many years ago, Donald did a long interview with Tim Russert. And in that interview, he explained his views on a whole host of issues that were very, very different from the views he's describing now. And his explanation, he said, look, I'm from New York. That's what we believe in New York. Those aren't Iowa values, but this is what we believe in New York. And so that was his explanation. And I guess I can frame it another way. Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
But a lot of tax money comes out of Manhattan to pay for your back-ass words conservative fucking states.
Yeah, dickhead.
By the way.
And by the way, I bet there are a lot of conservatives coming out of Manhattan.
Well, yeah, Donald's about to point that out. Yeah,
$1 billion.
Are you sure about that? So, conservatives actually do come out of Manhattan, including William F. Buckley and others, just so you understand.
Look at Donald's face. His conservatives actually do. Here, I'll replay a little bit of it.
Including William F. Buckley and others, just so you understand. And just so, if I could, because he insulted a lot of people, I've had more calls on that statement that Ted made. That New York is a great place. It's got great people. It's got loving people, wonderful people. When the World Trade Center came down.
Boom!
I got to tell you, that I was listening to Ted Cruz. I was listening to that speech. I'm like, God, this evil motherfucker is so brilliant. But that,
that is a fuck up.
Did you
fatality.
Leave? Somebody left the 9/11 lane unguarded, you dumbass. Yeah. Oh, shit. That is like, Donald just dunked on his ass. He just dunked on you, you motherfucker.
Come here. Who was that
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
Come here.
The guy that would throw the thing and pull you toward him.
Come over here.
Come here.
Come over here for a second.
Fatality.
Stupid.
Trade Center came down. I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. You had 200...
Ted Cruz is clapping. Now
he is literally taking Ted Cruz's face and just bashing it against the fucking sidewalk. Bam, bam.
He missed an opportunity. He could have invoked Giuliani, right?
As a
conservative from New York.
But isn't that he kind of controversial within the Republicans? Giuliani?
I guess he did wear that dress at one time.
Oh, really? Did he really? What do you mean?
Remember, he did a couple of times some shit in drag, like as a joke.
As a joke.
Jeez.
Yeah, conservatives being funny.
It's not a pretty sight.
You had 210-story buildings come crashing down. I saw them come down. Thousands of people killed. And the cleanup started the next day, and it was the most horrific cleanup probably in the history of doing this and in construction. I was down there. And I've never seen anything like it. And the people in New York fought and fought and fought. And we saw more death and even the smell of death
Nobody understood it. And it was with us for months, the smell, the air. And we rebuilt downtown Manhattan. And everybody in the world watched, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
Oh, shit, dude.
I mean, no reaction from Cruz. A little smile, little sheepish smile.
God, that is...
Round three to Trump.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just... God. And by the way, Trump rebuilt Manhattan?
Well, of course he did.
I don't know.
Put it in an ice rink, didn't he?
Oh, did he? You know, I'd like to see... I mean, since we're fact-checking all this shit, did he watch the towers fall?
Well, you know, I thought the same thing, because When he said before about, well, I saw, you know, you saw thousands and thousands of Muslims throwing parties and shit as the towers came down. I saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe he watched it on TV like the rest of us. I don't know that he was standing out there
He might, maybe he could see it from his fucking apartment, though. He said when they came down, I was watching.
Well, so was I on TV. Well, the second one.
Right. It just seems like he's bullshitting. I mean, he just seems, it seems like bullshit.
Right.
Who knows?
So there's a little bit of that.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, with what is going on.
Oh, my God. These people are just shameless. The smell of death was in the air. We didn't know what to think.
That was a great wielding of the 9/11 nuke.
I mean, the original comment too wasn't too swift. I mean, why did Ted Cruz even say that in the first place? I mean, everybody talks about how calculated he is.
All right.
I mean, does he talk off the cuff, or is everything like memorized, and is he prepared?
Who?
Ted Cruz.
Oh God, are you kidding me? I'm sure everything is A, B, and C tested that motherfucker says. There's no way he did not thoroughly figure out and discuss how to react to that New York thing. And obviously the choice was to double down, to say, do we care? The New York liberals aren't going to vote for me anyway. So fuck it.
It's a funny race, right? Your point you're making is that there's certain things. All of these candidates can say certain crazy things, and it's not going to cause them to lose support.
Right.
Because they're so lunatic.
Right.
Some people just aren't going to like them at all, no matter what.
Right. Yeah, they don't care.
They're fucking crazy.
They really don't care.
It's fucking nuts.
And there was another, they might be too late now, you know, the establishment, it just might be too late,
right,
to stop him. It might be the Trump train. There was even
the Trump train.
Yeah. There was even a conservative radio host, Hugh Hewitt.
Yeah, what a horrible name. Is that his Christian name? Did his parents fucking name him that?
Yeah, I guess.
Shame on you. You're probably dead, but shame on you anyway.
Well, who knows if
Hugh Hewitt.
I mean, who knows if he... Jesus. But here is... they're talking about the... I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They're talking about the debate and everything.
Perfect.
But listen to this comment. A little bit of truth happening here.
Okay.
One last thing about Governor Christie. I was really surprised he denied that he had supported Judge Sotomayor for the Supreme Court. I happen to have written a column about this last week for the American Spectator. He said if he were President Obama, he wouldn't have appointed her. But after listening to her testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he was all for. So, in fact, Marco Rubio was correct about that.
I was going to end it there, but Michael, I see you nodding. So did he catch Cruz in some flip-flops?
You know, there's a journalist in New Jersey named Matt Katz who I think knows more, has covered more about Chris Christie than anyone else. And in the midst of the debate, I tweeted at him last night, not relative to Justice Sotomayor, but relative to Planned Parenthood, because I wanted to be reminded of the facts. Chris Christie flat out denies having written a check to Planned Parenthood. Go back and look at the Star Ledger.
The point is that big Chris Christie's a big fat-ass liar.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of here's litany Hugh of things that he said Ted Cruz had flip-flopped his positions on.
Using my boxing analogy, in the 15th round, Marco Rubio laid one on Ted Cruz. But here's the deal about fact checkers. Nick Kristof, terrific columnist for the New York Times, tweeted out that Donald Trump said, in fact, in his hearing that he wanted a 45% tariff. Fact checking doesn't matter in these things. What matters is personality and aura and your.
This is a conservative radio lunatic telling the truth. Fact checking doesn't matter with these people.
What matters is looking like, I don't know. Oh my God, it's insane.
Fact checking doesn't matter in these things. What matters is personality and aura and your command presence. And of all those two, the best command presence last night was Donald Trump and Marco Rubio. And I keep marveling at how Donald Trump can dominate a television screen. He reaches through the screen sometimes, and you know you're back on Celebrity Apprentice. It's an amazing skill set. And so whether or not he said 45% or not, or whether or not Chris Christie said, I like Alison Sotomayor, I would vote for her, or whether or not Ted Cruz said this or that on H-1B visas, none of that stuff matters when you go to vote. What matters is who can beat Hillary Clinton. That's the bottom line for Republican voters. And now, my friends here both are going to support, I assume, Jeffrey is. I'm not sure about Michael. We'll let Michael decide for himself. I think he might have gone over to the dark side. But we'll decide who's going to vote, who can beat Hillary Clinton.
You. Yeah.
And right now, that's open question.
Anyway,
God, imagine going voting Democrat is going over to the dark side.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Just fucking some people are nuts.
And the dark side.
Jeez.
Well, he's not even talking about that. He's talking. He said the dark side is he's probably thinking Trump or, whoever. Okay. He's only talking about the GOP in that instance.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news.
That's just in.
From Oregon.
Oh, shit.
The standoff has actually escalated today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ended.
After one of the protesters has been arrested.
Oh, shit.
The suspect was arrested over allegedly unauthorized use of a government vehicle.
Fuck you.
He was detained outside Safeway in Burns, Oregon, 30 miles from the refuge. They say he appears to have been driven to the supermarket in a vehicle allegedly stolen from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Was it like a truck or something?
Yeah. One of the idiots used one of the government trucks.
I'm going to use one of them government pickup. What was he going? He was going to get groceries.
Right.
These people suck.
Harney County Sheriff's Office said he was arrested on probable cause for unauthorized use of motor vehicle. It says they got two of vehicles, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Law enforcement officers recovered two vehicles stolen. The Fish and Wildlife Service said they're grateful for the quick actions. Law enforcement will continue to work with law enforcement to recover vehicles bought and paid for by the American people. To take care for their wildlife refuge.
Some of this Ammon Bundy, this genius's army, was busted in a traffic stop and arrested. Imagine. Why didn't they shoot it out?
According to a report, you mean like Ted Cruz wanted those Navy guys to do yesterday? Did you see that fucking story?
No. What are you talking about?
Not Ted Cruz. I'm sorry. Alan West.
Oh, my God.
That shit stain Gotta diaper load. Batman. No, Adam West. Shit. Alan West, former representative somewhere in fucking Florida.
Boy.
Some heinous part of Florida.
Fuck you.
I don't think he was dishonorably discharged, but he was asked to leave. Career.
Bye-bye.
Army dude who got into some shenanigans and was accused of, I don't know, maybe going a little bit too far with some questioning with the prisoner.
Wonderful.
And, of course, comes back to Florida, gets elected to Congress.
Fucking Florida.
A torturer.
Florida, we'll elect torturers. We love them.
That asshole, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. That guy wrote some screed and on his Facebook or some shit.
Yeah.
That basically, he couldn't stand watching that, how the Navy cowered under Obama. that they should have been going blazing.
Oh my God.
Basically, he wanted a war. He wanted these two boats, these two small boats.
Right.
To go out guns a-blazing, yeah, against the towel heads.
That makes a lot of fucking sense.
That we've just negotiated a sort of deal with. Why, as far as the nukes and everything.
Why is it there are some people in the world that just think the best idea every fucking time is to blow shit up? It's just right. not. It's just not, you fucking idiot Floridians.
Get this, though, in Oregon. Jeez. The two vehicles they got, one is a pickup and one's a passenger van.
Right.
They had new signs on them reading Harney County Resource Center, which is what these assholes have renamed it. They rebranded the van. Jeez. And the pickup truck.
Listen, all right.
What do you think those signs look like? You know they were duct taped on.
I have to
Harney County Resource Center.
I have to apologize. I just said idiot Floridians. I have a bunch of family in Florida that might be listening. I'm not talking about you guys.
Well, of course. They do.
Everybody else. They not know. You guys. I didn't mean you guys. I'm sorry.
The So, yeah, keep your ear holes pressed, ladies and gentlemen. Next Monday when we're back, because, it's the weekend and shit.
Yay.
And it's got to be a really big story to haul us out on the weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh, what, we break into
sure to do a special weekend show
programming. That'll be fun.
We'd take a lot.
the apocalypse.
So that's what's going on there with the right. with the Bundys of Oregon. There was a community meeting scheduled today for tonight. It was called off now because nobody will let these assholes have a place to have their meeting. They want to have a meeting in town. Remember, yeah. Ammon was like, we're going to have a meeting.
Oh, wait, with their council. There's a council within
their
the city.
Uber council or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
It's all very Lord of the Rings.
I guess where they're going to vote to hang the sheriff.
Guys, we don't want you in our fucking town. No offense. No offense. Offense. Take offense.
So they canceled that. So, I guess we'll have to find out what's going on there.
These guys are just done fucking real. I mean, really, they were captured in a traffic stop.
Right.
Why didn't they fight it out, though? Right?
Well, right. Pussies.
Oh, my God.
Absolute
dude.
Total pussies. It's time for the top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. This is 21 Pilots, Stressed Out.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think. My name's blurry face and I care what you think.
It's Stressed Out, 21 Pilots.
I don't care what you think. I like that first part. What was the chorus? Is I don't care. I don't care what's
blurry face and I care what you think.
Oh, this is some weird thing in the video. They're doing
irritating.
Crazy God. Handshake.
Just play the songs, you asshole.
God. Wish we could turn back time.
I hate this song.
To the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep. But now we're stressed out.
Fail. It's irritating. I don't know. This song pisses me the fuck off.
That is the number five song of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. Billboard.com.
Survey says, fuck you.
At number four.
Yes.
By the way, that's up from number nine spot.
Congratulations, guys.
Stressed Out.
Tell me.
Pilots.
This next one's Bieber, right?
Coming in at the number four spot, hovering. At the number four spot is you call me on the cell phone.
Late night when you need my love. And I know when the hotline bling. That can only mean one thing.
Drake with Hotline Bling, number four song of the week on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
Number three.
Yes.
Justin Bieber talking about
God damn.
What
do you mean?
Everybody does. Love yourself.
Oh, what?
It's Love Yourself.
Oh, God.
Justin Bieber. Number three song
Guy spent $250,000 in one weekend partying. I mean, what the fuck, man? He's going to be broke.
Yeah.
To admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job. Didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm
Please stop this song.
You should go and love yourself.
Justin Bieber with Love Yourself, number three, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
After
I call you on my cell phone,
a long reign at number one, dropping down to number two.
Is this Adele?
Is Adele
with tired of this fucking song.
Such a difference between.
Okay. I haven't talked to you in 10 years. Now I'm going to call you and bother the fuck out of you.
Is she British?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Adele, hello.
Isn't that the song? Like,
I don't know.
She's calling an ex.
Hello.
To say...
Hotline bling.
Yeah. She can sing.
Yep.
Adele at number two.
That fucking song. It's like everywhere.
Yeah, it's a big
God.
One.
God. Songs out there, you know.
Which means we have a new number one, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard.
Nah.
Hot 100 topping the charts this week.
Hot Bling.
Last week. Sorry. It was the number two song.
Oh, shit.
Now it's scrabbled to the top.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Justin Bieber.
God. What a fucking idiot.
It's Sorry.
You're so dumb.
Justin Bieber with Sorry is the number one song.
Congratulations to Billboard, to everyone that gets to listen to all this music. Hey, we all win. We're all winning.
you're considering that a victory? Well, y'all, if you want to see what's coming in on the country charts.
Fuck you, boy. Some bro country shit, probably.
It is.
This probably sucks, too.
It is a song.
Ain't
by
no Willie Nelson in there.
Somebody, Thomas Rhett.
Fuck you.
Die a happy man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to skip.
Skipping ahead.
Can you rise in the Marvin Gaye?
Hey, pause it for 2 seconds. Okay, whatever. He just mentioned Marvin Gaye for some fucking reason. I don't know why I would. This is what the chorus is going to sound like. I'm a happy man. I'm going to die a happy man. Okay.
And we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough.
It sucks.
That all I need. In this life, is a crazy if I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to...
This guy is such a ponderous fucking asshole. Get to your chorus, or am I listening to it? God!
Don't you think that's the pre-chorus?
If I never get to see the northern lights...
You think that's pre-chorus?
See,
now we gotta listen to more.
With all I got is your hand in my hand. Baby, I could die.
With my dick in my hand.
I could die a happy man. Jesus Christ.
I think that was the chorus.
That is the most, I mean, is there anything remotely creative about that song? I could die a happy
man.
It's
the number one song.
God, all fucking mighty.
On the country charts.
Are people listening to anything?
God.
You know what the problem is? Everybody's looking at their iPhone. They're doing 27,000 things at once. That you just don't realize how shit music we're listening to. You have no fucking idea. See, that's the problem. We all our fucking focuses are split on. We got three screens going. We're listening to this bullshit. We like it all. Because we can't, we don't know.
And get the fuck off our lawn.
It's all shitty.
Stay off our lawns, okay. You meddling kids.
I'm right. You know I'm right. Every, you know. Okay, what's the
top
next
of
one?
The R&B charts is Drake, Hotline Bling. We already heard that.
Hotline Bling.
Do you
I kind of like that.
This is this one might not be bad. The top of the hot dance electronic charts. Chain Smoker.
Take it slow, but it's not typical.
Frozen.
He already knows that my love is fine.
Skipping.
Hey, guess what? This is the fucking Handel's Messiah compared to that other shit we just listened to. This is brilliant. That I mean, I honestly, and I'm not, I know every week we hate it, or at least I fucking hate the
sure.
top five. Those songs are all total fucking shit. Maybe that Adele song is good. I just heard it too many times, okay? If you
what
like Adele,
Bieber?
You know, what?
What about Bieber?
Fuck off. That all his songs suck.
He's
that,
very talented.
Yes. Okay. And so the only decent song was Adele. The all other ones really were big pieces of shit. What you're playing now, this is brilliance. I don't know.
Rather listen to this than the top five.
Is this the Guatemalan?
This is the Ecuadorian.
Guatemalan.
This is the hot Latin airplay.
Hotline Bling.
Number one song, Daddy Yankee.
Hey, Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee with my Ben.
Oh shit, Daddy Yankee.
Yeah. All right.
Oh man, that's a good one.
It's the same Christian one as last week, which was horrible.
What is like? And Jesus.
It's really slow, remember? And it was really,
I pound the nail through Jesus' hand every time I sin. Fuck you. God. Horrible music.
Is this? I don't even know if I can find this one.
Hotline Bling.
The number one in Japan.
It don't mean no thing.
Something called.
I call you on my cell phone.
Boy Men Ninja?
I love it. Boy Men Ninja.
Ninja Boy Men. Show you the way. Sugyo no tabi e. Kaze kitte sa sa sa. Mizu no naka sha sha sha.
Is that Japan?
That's the number one song.
It's a shame. No, the people listening, you can't fucking. We'll throw this video up on Crab Dive.
I'm going to save this one.
Watch that fucking video. I mean, but what is it?
Boys and Men with Boy Men Ninja.
Boy Men Ninja. Boy Men. Oh my God. Yeah.
I think it's a boy band.
What, do they have any twink sumos?
God, what's with all these boys? Over at Ninja. The Chinese chart is TF Boys.
Oh, yes. What's that mean?
Big Dreamers.
Ooh. TF Boys.
Let's see if I have that song. Big Dreamer, TF Boys. Here Jeez. We go. Oh, it's alive.
Oh, my.
I'm sure it's not lip synced at all.
Oh,
it's like they just trolled some schoolyards and grabbed some boys.
Pollution, yeah. Is the pollution that fucking bad over there? I mean, are people just hallucinating and making crazy? That is the most.
Good God.
Is that not the trippiest
Holy
shit you've
crap.
Ever seen in your life?
Whoa.
Who the fuck is that?
How did he get in there?
That looks like Rob Dyrdek.
No, he looks like a black dude.
Oh, is he black?
What? There's like 19
We've
little
got
tiny
a black
Chinese
guy in
Asian
China.
Boys, and in the back row is a black kid.
Listen,
TF Boys, look at the multiculturalism over there.
It's great. Some a lot of great music in all over the country, the world.
Wow,
the globe, really.
Wow,
Hotline Bling.
God, and Bieber.
Oh, jeez. What a total idiot. What a total fucking idiot.
I guess jeez. I agree with you, man. All right, so...
that motherfucker had spent, what, $250 million on that party. Fast forward 30 years, that is going to be the saddest piece of shit in Las Vegas you've ever fucking seen.
Oh, the Bieber room at the Bieber room. At the Luxor, you mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he used to not shit in a bag. Right. But he spent all his fucking money.
That's it for the top songs of the, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Hotline Bling.
Do you want to hear? We got a few minutes left here on the big show this week. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I got some quick Faithless Friday stories. We didn't have a lot of.
That. Believe me, this we had takes the faith out of everything that we've heard today.
We had the GOP debate, so yeah,
all faith is gone, baby.
Do you want to hear a couple days ago on Outnumbered?
Oh yeah. Oh god.
Tampon those ears, ladies and gentlemen. They're gonna bleed.
Hotline Bling.
This is a little fight.
Oh yeah.
Between Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, gross.
One of the more hideous creatures that reside on that horseshoe shaped couch.
Oh my god.
Outnumbered. And the penis of the show.
Right.
That time. It's Outnumbered, which is a great premise because
All
the man folk is outnumbered by four women folk.
Jiminy crickets, guys.
All wearing skirts that if they're hiked up another half inch, you'll see curlies.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they could have had this same show in the fucking 50s. I mean, the concept.
Oh, right.
And some
yeah, right.
fucking back ass words.
Not that there's anything wrong with wearing skirts where you can see your curlies, but we've known from past stories that we've done that shit is mandated.
Oh yes,
by Roger Ailes.
Mandate.
You show off those gams, ladies. No pants.
Oh yes,
no pants allowed. Wearing the pants this time though, Geraldo Rivera.
Oh shit, man.
Here is a little.
Whatever happened with Al Capone's vault? Did he ever find
that one
anything?
Didn't go really
in
well.
Didn't really. Okay, I'm just checking.
This they're talking about, actually, kind of feminism.
Yay!
They're talking about refugees, and somehow, Tantaros
yes
says, "Where are the feminists in this country?" Because they should not want these evil raping Syrian refugees to come to the
oh my
United
God.
States. Where are the real feminists? And then it just descends from there.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So here they get into a little exchange. Here's Tantaros and Geraldo Rivera.
Anything about this, and I ask, at what expense are we putting the safety of women in this country and around the world so we don't look intolerant or like political correctness?
Just 30 seconds. Germany is a nation of 60 million. They let in 1 million people. We're a nation of 330 million. The president proposes to let in 65,000. Let's not exaggerate or make hysterical the possibility of this happening in the United States.
Why?
How scary that Geraldo's the voice of reason
really,
over there.
God.
But Tantaros isn't going to let him get away with those facts. How dare you? He's saying something good about Obama and telling people not to worry about the scourge of ISIS.
I think of all like...
Ryan?
Yes. All of the heinousness that goes on in this country that we have with the right and all their shitty politics. This to me is kind of extra disgusting. This is extra fucked up,
right?
And it's really fucking gross.
To let in 65,000. Let's not exaggerate or make hysterical the possibility of this happening in the United States.
Why?
Because of the sheer number, 65,000, I'll say it again, to 330 million, as opposed to 1 million
you
and 60 million
think
in Germany.
This
Germany,
could happen?
This altered the demographic face of the Republic
Geraldo,
of Germany.
Geraldo, two Somali refugees murdered people up in Maine in August. That story didn't get a lot of play. It's already happening here. We need
I'll take you to Chicago. There's no, you know, Somalians murdering the
honestly,
other Somalians.
Waldo, it's what attitudes you like you're saying it'll never happen the here. Streets. They said the same thing
I'm
in Germany. They said the same thing in England. And women's safety
German,
is in jeopardy.
German experience is
women's safety is in jeopardy. Listen to that idiot.
I mean, there's so many... God.
Pretending to wear the vaginal mantle for all women.
Kate, pass me the vaginal mantle.
And she's all indignant. She hates feminism. She hates feminists.
Right.
But now all of a sudden, this is how she thinks she has to express her feminism. How dare Geraldo not protect the pristine white flowers of the United States of America from the evil towel-wearing... ISIL.
Reflection of the German government's absolute incompetence and their failure to comprehend.
And we're just
the
as
dimension.
Incompetent.
We are.
Look at
we
our
will
government.
Vet people
just
here.
We
will absolutely know who they are. I think to gin up all of this fake fear is to avoid
a
reality.
It's not fake fear.
It is fake fear.
The
65,000
to 330
million.
You're spewing are the same ones
that they're
spewing.
It's not a talking point.
I want to look at what's happening.
It's not a talking point. It's a fact and a number.
It's insane. There's no arguing in this.
She's such an idiot. She's really just such a partisan dink.
And for anyone to bring up like a murder in this country.
They're
worried about that. They're worried about Syrians shooting, coming over here and shooting us. We have so many people shooting each other over here.
That's
anyway.
What Geraldo said.
What's a few
Chicago.
More?
Chicago, yeah.
What is a few more, you fucking assholes?
Are the same ones
it's
they put in Europe. I want to look at what's happening
there. It's arithmetic.
There.
It's
no,
not
it's not arithmetic.
It is absolutely.
It's common sense one and it's reality.
1/60th of Germany is now
it's a reality
you're talking
for
about
American
1/100th of 1%.
All right, real quickly.
There you go. A little bit of what you're missing.
And if they could, for one second, just think about who these people are, these refugees. I mean, it is... just so gross. These
right.
people need our help. We're a huge country. We should be leading this. We should be in charge of this, but we're not because we're dicks. God.
Good news coming out of Iceland, Ryan, to change gears really quickly here in the last couple of minutes of the show. By the way, tonight, if you're in Los Angeles, go to the Bomb Shelter. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy.
Oh, yes.
And tomorrow night, I want to make sure we get this so I don't forget at the end of the show.
Right.
Tomorrow night, the Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds at the Lotus Lounge.
And before that, I'm doing a show at Karma Lounge.
Oh, Karma.
It's a crazy fucking...
Karma to Lotus. Look at you all Eastern and shit.
I'm going to every shitty... I'm doing shows at every shitty dive bar in Koreatown. Los
Karma's
Angeles.
Not divey.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it? Is it?
You seen the people that hang out?
I just look at
the
outside. Yeah.
It's pretty divey.
So, go to his Twitter stream at Rated R Comedy or RatedRComedy.com for, go say hello.
Yes.
Go shake hands.
Right.
No, don't touch him. He doesn't like to be touched. over in Iceland.
I'm an agoraphobic.
There was a poll done.
Poll.
And... I'm sure the ninnies of this country
ninnies
are going to lose their minds over it.
Fuck you.
But they found out that people under the age of 25.
Yes.
In Iceland. That of them. 93.9% accept the Big Bang Theory as a scientific fact. And.
Yeah.
The belief that God created the universe.
Okay.
Ryan.
Yes.
And they stress in the, I'm over at Friendly Atheist here. They're saying this is not a typo.
Okay.
0.0.
Oh, shit.
Percent.
Nobody. Oh, my.
So of the thousands of people, maybe one or two said they believed in it, if that even.
I got it.
But statistically, 0%.
All right. Let's put that little fact like. In your back pocket for when there's a goddamn tragedy there or a fucking earthquake or a volcano and a ton of people die. All the evangelicals are going to be like, say, forsook Jesus.
I think more shit's going to happen here.
Oh, look, absolutely.
Are you kidding? They could make martinis for 007 in Oklahoma. Shaken, not stirred. Get that joke? And now they're having 10, 15 fucking earthquakes a day in places.
Yeah.
That's where God's hitting. God's hitting the Bible Belt. He ain't.
God probably forgot about Iceland anyway, to be fair. He's like, what? What? Oh, yeah. There's that little country in the middle of. What do you do in Iceland anyway? Do they have beaches? Is it warm enough to swim? I mean, what do you do?
During the summer, I think. Okay. Sure.
Interesting. I wonder if it's nice there or if it's shitty.
We only got. I think we can do this one really quickly. What the fuck? Dave Bratt. Do you remember him? He's the one who beat Eric Cantor. He's the Tea Party Christo Looney that took out Eric Cantor from the right.
Okay.
And we've played shit from him before in quotes. He's beyond batshit. It's like almost Paul LePage level.
That guy's nuts.
But he's pissed off because Obama in his State of the Union had the nerve to quote the Bible.
Oh, gosh.
Last month, he started mocking Republicans and saying we were scared of orphans and widows. Well, people in the tradition know what that word means, right? That's one of Jesus' key commands. Take care of those in prison, the widows and orphans. Again, commands. But he's using the Christian tradition and he's trying to bring about compassion by bonking Republicans over the head with the Bible.
He's trying to bring about compassion, that asshole.
Which is totally relevant to the refugee thing.
But he said it. He's trying to bring about compassion.
How dare he?
By bonking us over the head.
Jesus Christ.
With the Bible.
You fucking conservatives are just nuts.
So, I mean, it's almost a comedy routine on what compassion and love is. He's mocking his enemies in order to compel a larger federal state using the tradition of love.
Yeah,
and so our side, the conservative side, needs to re-educate its people that we own the entire tradition. The left,
we own the tradition.
We own it.
Don't let that Negro wave our Bible around.
God,
we own it.
Oh, fuck him.
That's Jesus. Sandy Rios, too, by the way. That's
interviewing him?
Yeah, interviewing him. But
wow. Today was like
this clip on Monday. We got a bail.
Asshole Fest 2016. It was. Jesus.
Speaking of Asshole Fest, listen to us all next week.
All right.
Liberal Asshole Fest.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. When we're done, it's at iTunes, it's at Stitcher, or it's at crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review if you get us from iTunes or Stitcher. We would appreciate that. We'd also appreciate if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
Yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. I said that in the wrong
place. Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Don't forget to follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com. That's it, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Follow the very funny
You already Patrick. Said it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.